Your County on Stray FM, bringing you the latest from North Yorkshire County Council. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
Good evening, I'm Patrick Dunlop, and coming up before nine, as part of the Sporting Memories Project, older people have been sharing their memories of 1966 with youngsters in Harrogate. We also hear about a special weight management programme on offer at Craven Swimming Pool and Fitness Centre, and find out how you could help young people in foster care.
Your County on Stray FM, bringing you the latest from North Yorkshire County Council. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
Pupils at St Robert's Catholic Primary School in Harrogate have been quizzing a group of older people to capture memories of life in 1966 when England hosted and won the World Cup. It's part of a project being run by the Sporting Memories Network, which helps people affected by loneliness, depression and dementia by bringing like-minded people together to discuss their love of sport. The charity was founded by former psychiatric nurse Tony Jameson Allen and business partner Chris Wilkins, and receives some funding from the County Council. We'll hear from Tony later, but first let's hear from some of the youngsters at St Robert's and one of their interviewees.
I'm Peter and I'm 11 years old.
Right, so what questions have you asked?
I was asking about the mascot in 1966, and Wendy, who came over to our table, showed she had a little like Sabuta kind of thing.
Right, okay. And was it really interesting to hear what Wendy had to say?
Yeah, she told us all about, because she was living in Leeds when like Ellen Road was like staging some World Cup matches, so it was nice to hear what she was going to say.
How much did you know about 1966 before today?
A little bit. I knew about like how the dog found the trophy and just like 4-2 in the final, and Jeffers scored a hat-trick and some players, and that's it really.
Yeah, so you found it interesting so far then?
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
I'm called Izzy and I am 11 years old.
Right, so just tell us what you asked questions about.
Well, I asked Kate about the fashion and about what were like shopping centres were like, and about the food and how much it costs.
And what does she tell you?
Well, she said it was similar to now with hot pants, which, well, they weren't really similar, but they were short shorts, which some people still wear, and there were crop trousers around, and there was a lot of fur, which people were wearing, and some Chelsea boots, like with heels and stuff like that. And she said her mum kept on using Estée Lauder and Avon, which are makeup brands. I asked Sandra about what she remembers most about 1966, and she said she remembers the strikes with the sailors, and I think how at the docks at Liverpool made all the fruit and veg really expensive. So yeah.
Sandra Bridge, and I live in Harrogate.
Right, so how was this morning then?
It was very interesting. I was quite surprised at the questions that they were asking, you know? And it was lovely to see the enthusiasm of the children.
So
really.
What sorts of questions were you asked?
Well, obviously about the sport, you know, and what I remembered about pickles and things like that. But also about where I lived and the price of houses, property, and what I like to eat, what I like to read, and fashion, music. It was all very good.
And did you enjoy reliving all those memories?
Did
you surprise yourself how much you'd remembered?
I did. And every time they asked me a question, I thought, oh, I remember something else about that. So they stirred up a lot of memories for me. Really good.
Mm. So. And do you remember 1966 clearly? Does it
yes,
seem like
I
yesterday?
Now. I do now. Yeah, I do remember a lot of things. And I remember a lot of things my parents were doing. And then I thought how they were struggling, you know, and the way things were changing, the television and the radio and shopping and the prices of houses. I think we had a good time in 1966, for sure.
So you enjoyed being part of this project then?
Yes, definitely. Mm. Yes. Anything to do with children is very interesting, and yeah, I like taking part in it. So if they want me again, I'll come back for sure.
Your County on Stray FM, bringing you the latest from North Yorkshire County Council. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
earlier, we heard from youngsters who've been hearing older people's memories of 1966. Tony Jameson Allen is co-founder and director of the Sporting Memories Network, which is running the project.
We're working in partnership with the National Football Museum and the FA to celebrate the 50th anniversary of England's one and only World Cup win. It's really important that particularly this big anniversary, that we capture the nation's memories of what life was like in 66 when the greatest football tournament on earth came to England.
And it's really interesting to hear the questions that the children have been asking the older people. Were you surprised by some of the things they came up with?
Yeah, they've obviously put a lot of work into learning about the 60s, but their knowledge already was quite phenomenal, really. What was fabulous was just seeing how many smiles were on everyone's faces, bringing generations together. You know, capturing that knowledge of what life was like in 66, to be able to put it into the official digital archive of this big national project, but also you know, the kids actually learning firsthand what it was all about and the pleasure and the fun and the enjoyment around that. It was just a magical session.
And Sandra and Graham, who I spoke to, they've really enjoyed going down memory lane, chatting about their experiences of 66. So it's a great benefit to them as well, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we all reminisce. We all enjoy reminiscing. But it's actually a really healthy thing to do. It can improve our mental well-being, it can improve our cognition, and it, you know, it can actually help improve our health, as odd as that might sound. But you could just see the joy and happiness from that session that everyone got involved in. And if it helps to bring generations together as well, a bit more learning, a bit more understanding, then it's just a very positive thing for everyone to be involved in.
So anyone who wants to find out more about the projects or get involved, what's the best way to do that?
The website is sportingmemoriesnetwork.com, or just search Sporting Memories. You'll come to the website and you can contact us that way.
York County on Stray FM, bringing you the latest from North Yorkshire County Council. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
Next up, the council has provided funding towards a 12-week weight management programme. Craven Swimming Pool and Fitness Centre is running the Healthy Lifestyles project. We've been finding out more from gym manager Neil Harrison and gym member Kerry McMullen.
Our weight management programme is called the Healthy Lifestyles programme. It's a 12-week weight management programme that combines both exercise and nutritional advice to help people lose weight, change their lifestyle and also improve their health.
And a lot of people want to get fit, but they don't really know where to start, do they? Money's often an issue. So I suppose the best place to start is to actually come and talk to you and see what the different options are.
Yeah, definitely. We have our website now, which leads people to the information regarding either a GP referral into the exercise program and nutrition, or they can do a self-referral through the website as well. It's a 12-week funded program, so there's no charge to the customer. We offer various different incentives. So each person that attends the weekly sessions will be given a free swim pass to engage them with other types of exercise as well. If they achieve a 3% weight loss by the 12-week timeline, we give them a free month's pass to the swimming pool. And then we also try and monitor people 6 months later down the line. If they've then achieved a 5% weight loss, so they've continued on the journey, we will offer them a £20 membership voucher for use of activities at the leisure centre.
And who's eligible to get involved in this programme?
Anybody over 18 years of age and who has a body mass index of over 25 and also lives in the Craven district.
And you mentioned body mass index. They're often referred to as BMI, but do most people actually know what their BMI is? I mean, being honest, I don't actually know what mine is.
Probably not, no. Body mass index is an equation that you can do. It can be complicated, but we have a tool on our website that people can easily enter their height and weight, and it comes up with their BMI, and it'll tell them if they're in the ideal weight, healthy weight, or if they're overweight. there is a simple calculation you can do for this as well, and this is your body weight in kilograms divided by your height in meters. Once you've got that result, you just divide that again by your height in meters. So for example, if I'm 75 kilograms, divide that by 1.7 meters and then divide it again by 1.7 meters. A lot of people underestimate sometimes the weight or the BMI. So this is a simple tool that can tell you if you need to lose a few pounds or if you're within the healthy ranges.
And Kerry, just tell us how you got involved in the programme.
I got involved because I knew my BMI wasn't where it should be. And I went to the doctor's medical practice and got referred by a nurse. And then I started attending the 12-week class.
So when you were signed up to this programme, just explain a bit about what you actually did as part of the programme.
Well, I went in, I had an initial meeting with Neil, and then I went to the classes, and they lasted an hour. And the classes were half educational and then half exercise. And we learnt lots over the 12 weeks, lots of different topics, such as looking at food labelling, making healthier choices when we're buying food, how to eat healthily when we're eating out. Also thinking about what kinds of eaters we are. You know, sometimes we can be chaotic eaters or emotional eaters. So it was, very informative.
And so how much of a difference has it made to you doing this this fitness programme?
Well, when I started in October, I was 11 kilos heavier than I am now. So I've lost over a stone and a half, and it's still dropping off. And I feel fitter, healthier, stronger, because after the programme, I went into the gym and they drew up a personalised programme that I could do. And that kept my interest levels up. So it's been really good because the weight's been coming off in a healthy way and a manageable way. And yeah.
So you've enjoyed the experience rather than finding it a chore.
I very much enjoyed it. And as it carries on, you feel more motivated as you go along because you feel the changes. Yeah.
That sounds great. So yeah. Neil, it must be good for you then to see people when they start the programme and when they finish it, how much of a difference you see.
Oh, it's superb to see the smiles on people's faces, to see, you know, the changes that it's made to the life, not just the weight coming off, but also how it's improved their well-being, their overall health, you know, an outlook on both exercise and other things in their life as well. It's just fantastic to see people continue that journey and keep going weeks, months after the 12-week programme as well.
I was going to say, once people have done that programme, it's good from your point of view because hopefully they will stay at the centre and keep the fitness going.
Yeah, we give them options so they can either stay and do various activities within either the gym or the swimming pool or our various exercise class timetable we have. But also people do exercise in the local park, which we're situated as well. So there's walking groups, jogging and running groups there as well. So there's a vast amount of activities for all different people and what they enjoy. And we've got some great activities for students. We've got a 6-week summer pass where they can use all the facilities, the gym, classes and swimming for just £30. And we also have a family swim offer, which is has been reduced to just £10, so to make it a lot more accessible for families to come down as well as individuals to the centre to exercise.
Well, hopefully both of you have inspired people to get fit. So if anyone wants to find out any more information about the programme or the centre in general, where can they find out more?
So our centre is Craven Swimming Pool and Fitness Centre. We're located in Airville Park in Skipton. We have a website where you can gain information on all the activities and facilities that we run, which is www.cravendc.gov.uk. And also you can gain access to the Healthy Lifestyles programme, our weight management programme, again by either the website, so which is www.cravendc.gov.uk/healthy-lifestyles. Or you can also call us on 01756 792 805 to speak to one of our team.
York County on Stray FM, bringing you the latest from North Yorkshire County Council. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
Now, here's your chance to make a huge difference to young people in North Yorkshire. The council is looking for more people to become short break foster carers. Hilary Griffiths is from the fostering team.
Short break fostering is how it works, is that we recruit families who can help support other families looking after their own disabled children. And that support can be daytime support or overnight support in their own homes. And it differs from normal fostering because the child doesn't actually live with you. So the foster carers bring the disabled child into their own home and look after them. It's very much helping the whole family, really. Looking after your own disabled child has its challenges, and the parents may need some time to look after themselves or look after their other children, relaxing time. But equally, the disabled child, it gives the disabled child new activities, new opportunities really to meet other people and build up their own confidence and independence away from their own families.
I suppose it may be hard sometimes to just go out and do things like shopping, go on a night out, that sort of thing.
Absolutely, yes, yes. It's very much about supporting the whole family. So short breaks carers build up a really good relationship with the families of disabled children, the disabled child, and that can be a long-term relationship, really, that develops over many months. And it allows the parents to be able to go out and do their own shopping and as I say, spend a bit of time with their other children, perhaps.
So how often and for how long would people offer these short breaks?
Well, it can be. We ask for people to offer a minimum of 24 nights a year. And that could be a share between two families, really, two children with disabilities coming in and spending a weekend. But that's the minimum. It can be, you know, up to 50 nights a year. We'd also are looking for families that can offer support to children who are profoundly disabled and actually need wheelchair access to accommodation. And we're asking for those particular carers who can provide that, offering a minimum of 100 nights a year.
Now, looking at the children more specifically, what types of disability will they have generally?
Generally, children may have learning or physical disabilities. Some have both. Children with, and young people with learning disabilities will maybe need support with all sorts of daytime activities. They may need support with communication, may need support with mobility. And as I say, some may use wheelchairs and other equipment to help them get about.
Now, a lot of people listening to this will be wondering, am I the right sort of person to offer this this short break care? Who can do it?
Absolutely. I think if you're interested in working with children and families, that's a really good start. If you've got experience of working with disabled children, maybe working in a special school or a hospital or other care setting, that would be great. It's not essential. We provide, in Fostering North Yorkshire, we provide our own training. But you know, it's always helpful if you've got a bit of experience, but that's not absolutely necessary. And good carers come from all sorts of backgrounds. If people are prepared to have adaptations, as I say, to their own properties that Fostering North Yorkshire pay for, so that helps children and their families children who have profound disabilities and need ground for accommodation, again, that would be really good.
And do you ideally need as many people as possible in all the different parts of North Yorkshire?
We do. We particularly need people who own their own accommodation, actually, and have are willing to have their property adapted, particularly in Northallerton and Harrogate areas and Craven areas, but also over in Scarborough as well. For those who are offering short breaks where we don't need to adapt their property, then it is all parts of the county, really. We'd be more than happy for anyone across the county to give us a call and discuss further.
Okay, and if anyone does decide to sign up as a short breaks carer, how will Fostering North Yorkshire support them?
Okay, well, we have an excellent training programme that we devise. We have our own training department, and alongside our colleagues in the Disabled Children's Services, we ensure that the right sort of training is available to our short breaks carers. We also provide a fostering social worker who supports the short breaks family throughout, and we have support groups as well, so you get to meet other people either that do short break fostering and also other foster carers that offer other sorts of support to families.
Okay, so if anyone would like to find out more about this, what's the easiest way to do that?
Well, I think the easiest way is we do have a Fostering North Yorkshire website. That's www.northyorks.gov.uk/fostering. But also you could contact us direct and speak to a fostering social worker on 01609 534654.
Your County on Stray FM, bringing you the latest from North Yorkshire County Council. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.